Okay.
Well, it's the big show. Yeah, there's a big fat show tonight.
Our biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com. We got some big shows in town this week here in Phoenix for the Super Bowl. Is there a musical act tonight at the media party? Have you heard?
Have not. There's some big acts down here, but man, they're pretty expensive. Like, do you have some of those over there?
No, I don't.
I like Zach Brown is tomorrow, but I think it's like $99.
You're not gonna go?
I'm tempted. I really like him.
Well, it was last year we saw the Black Keys at that really small show.
Yeah,
in
that was great.
Manhattan. So we took in a big show last year at the Super Bowl, and maybe we will this week here in Phoenix. But we're going to look at the list of the big shows coming to town to the Metroplex this week. All right, candidate number one. We have six of them this week. Candidate one, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday at the American Airlines Center. It's the Marvel Universe Live Show. And we are going to call in Big Strong Jeremy Moran, who can tell us
Hello,
more
Radio
about this
Sports.
Event. Hello, what
hey,
is this
Sports.
All about?
It's basically like, you know, the old Batman stunt show at Six Flags. It's a very extended, with a stage play sort of thing, featuring like Captain America, Iron Man, the Avengers, superheroes.
Are you going?
No, I'm not going.
No.
It's more for families.
A rare medium well done?
I'm not sure what that means.
And they're this for like three nights?
Three nights in a row, yeah.
Okay.
So kids will love it.
Yeah.
I don't know about adults, but kids will love it.
All right, so it's a kid thing?
More or less, yeah.
But at the American Airlines Center for 3 or 4 days in a row, this
it's
must be
big deal.
Pretty big.
Yeah, it's a big show. They have pyro. They got
cyclists. I bet TC's going.
TC, are you going to?
Oh, he'll be there.
He's shaking
row.
His head no.
Oh, he's going.
He'll be there.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun, I guess.
Hey, you get to watch Captain America and Iron Man kicking butt in front of you right there.
They're not kicking butt. They're just putting on stunts.
Huh? It's like wrestling.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But different.
Men
different.
In costumes.
Yeah, no,
doing stunts.
Right.
Our candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the House of Blues, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Still going strong with their touring.
Mm-hmm. They drop by at least once a year around these parts.
Mm-hmm. I thought they broke up like 15 years ago.
I don't think so.
No, that was just when they had their last charting single.
Charting single?
Charting.
Oh. Thank you, killer.
Oh, seriously?
So gross.
Slow developing song.
Maybe they think you're slow developing.
Stop making that laugh.
That's candidate two.
Stupid.
Candidate three, biggest show coming to town. Saturday night at the House of Blues. It is a twin bill featuring Cannibal Corpse and Behemoth.
Sounds really good. Who did?
Who's Cannibal Corpse?
All right, now, Jer, I'm not exactly sure what album this song is from. It could be from Butchered at Birth. It could be from Tomb of the Mutilated. Or it could be from Gallery of Suicide. Or The Wretched Spawn. Maybe it's from their 2009 work, Evisceration Plague.
Jeez.
The name of the song is Make Them Suffer.
Yeah, man.
I think it's
from Evisceration Plague, but I'm not sure.
Maybe it's one of their old school songs from the 96 album, Vile.
Ask our boss. He listens to this.
Does he really?
That's so wrong.
That's frightening.
It is.
As a child.
He needs to quit radio.
All right, that's candidate number three. Candidate number four, Saturday night at the Dallas City Performance Hall. Do you know what this is?
Dallas City Performance Hall. Is that over there by the AT&T Performing Arts Center?
Maybe.
Is it in that?
Just down the hall.
Okay.
The mayor's office.
The comedic stylings of Paula Poundstone.
Ah, oh, nice.
I often wish that I had a degenerative disease. And I'll tell you why. I'm tired and achy all the time anyways. I don't think I'm going to feel any worse, but if I had a degenerative disease, the exact same behavior I have now would be considered courageous. I could roll out of bed about noon and somebody in the other room would whisper, "She insisted on getting up."
Okay. That's kind of funny.
All right.
All right. She's 55. Wow.
Still hot?
She's been around for a long time. Since 79, been doing her comedy.
Would you?
Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at the Southside Ballroom. It's a twin bill featuring Seether and Papa Roach.
Who's to know if your soul will fade at all?
Couldn't get a better mic. Sounds like that Elements Buster.
No, this is intentional. It's supposed to sound like this.
Oh, it is?
Maybe it's a style choice or something.
Oh, okay.
Good God, you're coming up with reason.
This is Seether.
What's wrong with this? I like this.
Snoopy wrote it and threw it away. They must have got out of the train.
I'm going now.
Me too.
We'll be back for this.
I've never missed a show.
Who's
this again?
Seether?
Yeah, I like this.
I love the sweater song.
That's Weezer.
Weezer. All right, and finally, candidate number 6, biggest show coming to town. Also Saturday night, this at the Windstar up in Thackerville. The comedic stylings of Kathy Griffin.
Oh,
she can be very funny.
So look, these are gorgeous girls. We all know that. But let's cut the shit with the face work. First of all, Marcia Cross's face looked like a hockey rink. No. Her forehead has not moved since the episode of Melrose Place where she took the wig off and there was stitching on her head. Let's cut the shit. Come on, Borland. I just think it's funny when celebrities actually try to act like they haven't had face work. So I just love when they're willing to just go to the mat and insist they haven't had anything done. And so I'm looking at Hatcher, who's very gorgeous, but I'm thinking, really, you just woke up Korean? Is that how it went down, Terry?
You know, she's just nails on a chalkboard for me.
Me too.
She can be funny. Mm-hmm. Not there. I mean, not in comedic settings.
On stage?
But...
Yeah.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate 1, Thursday through Sunday at the AAC Marvel Universe Live. Candidate 2, Friday at the House of Blues, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Candidate 3, Saturday at the House of Blues, Cannibal Corpse and Behemoth. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Dallas City Performance Hall, Paula Poundstone. Candidate 5, Saturday at the Southside, Seether. Or candidate 6, Saturday at the Windstar, Kathy Griffin, George.
I'll vote for Seether.
Gordo.
Kathy Griffin. Or Griffith. I'm not sure which one.
Uh-huh.
Sean.
Pass.
You can't do that.
I guess I'll vote for Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Okay. Very reluctant vote.
Big Head Todd
Jer?
And the Monsters.
I will go with Cannibal Corpse. Because why not?
Definitive. Paula Poundstone, I guess.
All right, jeez. I'm going to vote for...
Worst big show ever.
I'm going to vote for the Marvel Universe Live, which means we have a six-way tie.
Oh, my God.
For the first time in big show history, a six-way tie, so let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. Yes.
There's so many options for you. All right, then.
Yeah, play ball.
It's 9:46 on the ticket. We'll check in with Super Bowl Norm next.